for a word of prayer.
Holy God, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy toward us. You are a kind God. You are a generous God. You are a loving and gracious God. You are so good to us, Lord God. Help us on this day to just concentrate on how we might say thank you through our words, through our deeds, how we might say thank you as we maintain our relationship with you, how we might say thank you as we love our neighbor, as we love ourselves. God, renew a right spirit within us. Help us to commit to you in this year like we never have before. Lord God, just take us to new levels in our faith. Take us to new levels in our commitment, in our discipleship. Take us to new levels of living in your name. Bless us, Lord God, to be blessings to all those who we encounter. Bless us, Lord God, to truly share our testimonies, to share what you are doing in our lives so that others might come to know you through our witness. Bless, Lord God. Help us to commit to you. Help us to commit to your causes, for your desire for your kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. Help us to commit our whole selves to your work in this world. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.
We serve a generous and giving God, so don't forget to worship through your giving. You can give online by visiting firstcollegestation.org and clicking on the Giving tab. Remember FIRST as in the number ST. The ability to give is as close as your smartphone when you text GIVE to 979-399-8303 or download the Ministry One app. Don't forget, you can still give using the QR code on the bulletin online or mail your checks to the church at 1125 Welburn Road, College Station, Texas 77840. Thank you for your generosity.
The Bible says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. Now let's join Sister Rose Jones as she explores this topic further.
Good morning, church family. It's Commitment Sunday, and what a wonderful Sunday it is. I ask that you just pause with me for a moment and let's have a quick prayer and give God some glory this morning. Heavenly Father, we praise you today. We thank you for being who you are, for who you are makes us who we are. And I thank you for that. Lord, you're in control of everything that we do. And it's a pleasure to work with you on this Commitment Sunday, not for you on this Commitment Sunday. Lord, we lift up everyone today. We lift up all of those suffering with COVID. We lift up all of our families. We lift up every church that stands open in your name today. And Lord, we ask now that I decrease so that you will increase in me, and that I only give your people what you have given me to give them. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, it's Commitment Sunday, and it's another good Sunday. Our subject for today is 2021, Rethinking Commitment. Make a plan, make no excuses, and make it happen. Our scripture this morning we find in Proverbs 16, verses 3 through 4a. Commit your work, some translations say ways, to the Lord, and your plans will be established. The Lord has made all things for himself. Translation, if I give my work, my plans to God and work with him, no matter what comes to challenge or cancel, God will make it happen. He will establish it. And we find our backdrop storyline this morning in the book of Nehemiah, where through the path of commitment, he was carried from request to restoration. I open this morning with a question for you. Did you make new 2021 commitments? Or are you still struggling with the ones you made in 2020? I'm here this morning to talk about ministry commitments. Over the past 3 years as evangelism chair, we have shared good seasons and not so good seasons in our commitment to ministry. Although this year challenges us in many ways because it's so difficult this year, I'm grateful and thankful to God that we can yet celebrate another year's opportunity to review our 2020 commitments and to preview our 2021 commitment intentions. I can recall at our 2020 commitment day, many signed up for new commitments. Pastor and I were super excited that so many had signed up for commitments to serve. Some even expanded their commitment task list, while others chose not to commit at all because they were still stuck with commitments from previous years. This morning, I want to speak to my experience over the past year, because really, saints, when I reviewed my 2020 commitments to ministry, I was very disappointed with the results I captured. You see, one of the most spiritually rewarding experiences that has happened in my time in ministry service was when I could celebrate the completion of my commitments I had made to God. However, coming off a good season and looking at where I am now, that allows me to share what led me to rethinking my commitment. So I pondered with this question. If today, January 24th, 2021, could speak about my 2020 commitments I made to ministry, what would it tell me? What would it say? Could it even carry a credible conversation? A decent explanation? Would it ask why I didn't do more to make my commitment year more fruitful? Would it challenge me to examine why am I so comfortable still working on 2020 commitment list in 2021? And as a fellow believer, what would it talk or tell you about me as chairperson of evangelism? What would it say? In all of this, I have a confession to make. I was truly surprised at the excuses I managed to muster trying to cover my disappointment in answering these questions. These questions about my stewardship to ministry. Saints, I remind you again, these thoughts and questions are not indictments against anyone this morning. I'm merely sharing how rethinking things showed me all of my missed opportunities to ministry. During the 2020 commitment season, I'm sure we all experienced major setbacks in our commitment pledges. The pandemic killed many motivations and made wreckage of desires and hopes and efforts in ministry. The more I recounted what had been completed or not completed, it became real easy for me to lay all of my excuses at the feet of COVID for what I said that I would do that I didn't get to do. It was convenient to do that. It was believable to do that. Although deep within my knower, I knew ministry wouldn't excuse my excuses. No one likes to think about or be reminded when they have failed to follow through, right? In the beginning, we were all eager, well-intentioned, but good intentions alone are not enough, nor do good intentions always produce good results. My failure to follow through in ministry and my complacency about it made me rethink my whole idea about my commitments. So I thought, and I looked again at things in order to see what different choices and changes I needed to make. I reconsidered that my commitment should be more than just signing my name to a ministry service list in a moment of excitement. It's more of a burden that requires planning and preparation and continuation without making any excuses. Nothing, not even a pandemic, should stand in the way of our pledge. Even with the pandemic, I still had to be honest. I had to be honest that there were other options that I could have used instead of just making the excuses for what didn't get done. Why didn't I even bother to ask God to show me other ways that I could serve before just giving up? I thought, why didn't it matter more about my lack of follow through? I thought about God's expectations of my commitment. And the more I thought, the clearer it became that God was not concerned with my excuses. And it was wrong of me to have been satisfied just laying my failure at the feet of COVID. The pandemic gave me an easy out. And the more I explored, the more I acknowledged I would have to do more in 2021. The pandemic is still here, and it ain't going nowhere soon. My 2020 commitments, 2021, and maybe even 2022 future commitments are still going to have to be done. And they're going to be impacted by COVID. So I knew I was going to have to find new ways to service. God always keeps his commitments to us saints. So I asked myself, why was I not as loyal and committed in keeping mine to him? I've made commitments. You've made commitments, but that's the problem. We made them. And most of the times, not with heart, not with spirit, nor plans of how we were going to make things happen. We just said, I commit. What God wants is commitment to Him and His ways. As I continued to pray about rethinking commitment, I was drawn to read the early chapters of the book of Nehemiah, concentrating on chapters 1-6, our backdrop story. I concluded that if you want to know what your commitment is and that it's going to work in spite of anything that may come against it, there's but one way. We got to commit our commitment to the Lord. We can't just sign up or say we're going to make a commitment. There's no point in talking or signing up for commitment unless you really intend to truly commit. Not our way, but God's way. Many things in our lives drag on year after year because of partial commitments to God. But the Bible tells us partial, half-hearted commitment is no commitment at all. God always has a fitting solution in His Word to help us get to the place He wants us to be. And our scripture this morning lays it best for us in Proverbs 16:3-4a. If we give our work, our plans to God, and work with Him, no matter what comes, He will establish them. After all of my reading and studying and rethinking about the questions that I had asked myself earlier, I had to admit that I had not committed my commitments to God. You see, that's what Nehemiah did in his story when he requested to restore the wall of Jerusalem. Nehemiah was a Jewish leader and servant cupbearer for King Artaxerxes. He had a burden to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem to protect the remnant of people left in captivity after battle. Their lack of protection tugged at the heart heavily of Nehemiah. You see, saints, that's what a burden is. That's what a burden does. It stretches deeper and wider than any personal sacrifice. It causes you to make a vow to the Lord, to pray daily, to fast, to work untiringly with brothers and sisters, and let nothing stand in the way of the commitment that you make to God. Nehemiah prayed and shared his burden with the king. He committed that burden. He committed it, and it became a commitment. And therefore, he was granted permission and blessing to go build the wall. How many of you know God blesses whatever seed of commitment He plants in us, especially when the seed is committed back to Him? God honors the seed because He's not obligated to bless us just because He loves us, but He is obligated to bless His seeded commitment He places in us. Nehemiah didn't just make a commitment. He committed his commitment to the Lord with prayer, with passion, with burden, and a plan to build the wall. He committed himself. He stayed focused. He worked diligently and was always moving forward and making no excuses along the way. He committed his work to the Lord, and the Lord worked with him, establishing it to success. Of course, none of this comes without trouble. Whenever we begin to flow in the move of God, opposition will raise its ugly head. But Nehemiah let nothing discourage him. When he felt things began to challenge his commitment, he prayed more for God's instruction. And that's what we must do whenever we're challenged, saints. Opposition is gonna come, especially when you're doing ministry, but ministry isn't going to stop. Nehemiah changed behavioral patterns so that he and the people could deal with the opposition. but he never let anything make him move from the goalpost, God's goalpost of building the wall. And we must not allow any pandemic or any other monster prevent us from keeping the commitments we have made to ministry. Throughout the entire book, Nehemiah worked with God, and God worked with him. Nehemiah was not only committed, he knew his success was tied to committing that commitment to the Lord. He finished the wall in record time. He finished it in 52 days. Saints, as Nehemiah, our commitments are sacred, and we must treat them accordingly. The very notion of a commitment is seated in us by God. Therefore, we must work with him to make things happen and enjoy the spiritual successes that it brings. The more I read and reread the chapters of Nehemiah, the more rethinking I did about my commitment. It became clear to me why it didn't bother me that I could flip ministry commitment from one season to another. The commitments were things I said I was going to do. I said them. I wrote them down. You see, but I didn't make a plan of operation to work with God to get them established. God's kingdom needs the finished work he places in us, y'all. We must commit it back to him wholeheartedly. Proverbs 19 and 21 tells us that many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of God that will be established. All a man's ways seems innocent to him, but it's the motives of God that are weighed. When we commit our commitment to God, his plan becomes our plan, and he puts the right plans in action for our success. God establishes our plans because what he wants to work will work. So we must commit everything to God and live accordingly to his ways and never let our fear of failure decide our future. In this story, Nehemiah's commitment teaches us that God's work is important and only gets done by committed workers when we make commitments and commit them to him. We must be willing to make changes wherever necessary. God's work should be dedicated and celebrated. We can look forward to hope in 2021, so we won't look backwards with 2020 regret. We can't change 2020, saints, but we can renew our passion for a deeper commitment in 2021. Yes, our ministry initiatives have been compromised in many ways. However, there will always come a time when we have to choose between turning the page or closing the book. So if we fell a little short in 2020 in our commitments and things didn't work, then rethink and change how you're going to commit them in 2021. I have a good feeling about 2021 commitments. How about you? It's going to challenge us more, change us more, move us to choose differently, and conform us to work more with God. The single most important thing I want us to remember this morning about commitment is that it's about our relationship with God. God doesn't want us to work for him. He desires us to work with him. And what a testament it is to him when we want to move more and we're willing to do more, to step up, to step forward, to stop making excuses and to make bigger plans and work with him to make things happen because we know he will establish them. Let's make 2021 our clarion call to action, to rethink, recommit, make positive plans, make no excuses, strengthen our relationship with God, our brothers and sisters, and make things happen. Rethinking Commitment 2021. This is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Friends, would you take a moment to pray about how God is speaking to you today? Seeds have been planted and God's word does not return void. It goes out and produces fruit. It accomplishes the purposes for which it was sent. Take time to pray about how God is sending you today.
Thank you for joining us. Special thanks to those who support this ministry with their time, talent, and gifts. If you enjoy this podcast, you can subscribe, share with friends, and on your social media stories. Don't forget to tag us at First United Methodist Church, College Station. Peace and God bless.